Peggy Dawn Show, John and Gordy. We do a morning show at WMDX in Madison, capital city. And we're just filling in today. She'll be back again tomorrow.
Right. Give us a call now, 855-75-CIVIC. Phone lines are open. You can also get us on the app, the Civic Media app.
I got to say that Green Day song is perfect. Perfect timing, actually. Yeah. You know, it should have been a bigger hit, I think. but it's killing me, man. The American dream. You know, we're struggling to get this thing back, and we're not. We're going further and further away from the American dream into some kind of nightmarish vision of a dystopian Trump world.
You know? It's only been a week and a half since he's been president.
Now, when we asked for calls, did we ask for CJ to call us? Was that, did you say something?
Yeah, I said, why doesn't CJ call us? That's what I said.
All right, well, let's go to CJ. He has the rest of the story for us. CJ, go ahead.
Hey, CJ.
That's right, Al Harvey. Good day.
Yeah.
okay.
I called. But, you know, I guess the chaos that you pretend is happening.
Sure.
He's been in office for 7, 8, 9 days.
That's too long.
And we saw chaos for years with the Biden administration.
There was no chaos for years. What are you talking about? What chaos was there? Except the chaos you guys created along the way. Trump had 4 years to create chaos while Biden was in office. And it was tough. But he stuck it out, and we had a great economy. We still have a great economy, and it's going down the dumper. If it was working, CJ, why? Why does Trump have to change everything?
Well, the same way that Biden canceled every initiative with executive orders that Trump did. But the funny one is that he refused to do Afghanistan. But here's the thing. You know, the chaos that is happening, do you remember the chart that he was looking at? You can bring it up, YouTube it. The chart that he was looking at when he was shot. Mm-hmm. The chart shows the story. It's like a rocket ship by Elon Musk off to the stars as soon as Joe Biden and Kamala Do-Nothing Harris took office. Mm. So the chaos came. That's the reason he got elected, because we saw the border was secure for years. And then all of a sudden, Kamala calls the wall evil.
Kamala, you mean? Are you talking about Kamala?
2 months later.
Okay. All right. So you're still beating the drum about the border. And, you know, I know that you created this incredible vision of criminals infiltrating our country, terrorists infiltrating our country, when actually we were supplying weapons to terrorists in other countries. Yeah, nice gun laws here in this country. But I don't know. Somewhere along the way, I think you've got the wrong impression. We don't have a problem with immigrants in this country. We were created by immigrants in this country, all right? And you can't reverse it. You can't flip it, the image on this. We are a country of immigrants, melting pot, so to speak. Why can't we just keep going with that? Why can't we increase the judges and people approving citizenship in this country? Why can't we do that instead? Why can't that be our policy?
CJ?
Because we have rules and laws.
Those would be laws.
Underline the definition, illegal, undocumented immigrants. Underline illegal. They broke the law. They came into the country.
Many did not break the law. No, many did not. No, they were legally here. And they're seeking asylum. They get to seek asylum.
I hope you and your party keep believing that, because you'll keep losing elections.
All right. As we lose labor in this country, as you continue to deport our labor in this country, and we don't have anybody to fill in, and we're going to start seeing rising prices through tariffs and the fact that we don't have labor anymore, and companies will be going out of business or have shortages, and there'll be supply chain shortages again. That's what's going to happen in this country. I'm just waiting for it to happen. I hate to see it happen, because I don't want to see people hurt.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You hope it happens, because then Trump would have failed. but he's not going to fail.
Well.
He's going to do it the right way, the constitutional way.
He wants to go around the Constitution. He's signing
all these presidential orders.
That's ridiculous. You know, he wants to end birthright citizenship. You can't do that. You have to have a constitutional convention.
He can take it all the way to the Supreme Court and have it questioned. Yes, he can. He's Why? Doing it the right way.
Well, because it's stacked right
Why?
Now. It's stacked, right? With Federalist justices, right?
Well, we know that in Wisconsin about stacked with our new justice that came in.
Oh, it's what about? What about the what about the justices in your state? Well, come on. And then it's not going to work. You know,
it's true.
No, it's not true.
It is going to work.
Well, it's not a bad thing having it having a liberal court. It's not a bad thing, right, CJ? Well,
I guess that's what
all right.
I
have no idea where we're going with this, but but thanks. That was the rest of the story, right there.
CJ always has the rest of the story.
He does, doesn't he?
Yes. Coming up about 10 minutes from now, we're going to be talking with Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and he's going to focus in on Black History Month possibly going away. Isn't that one of the orders that got signed?
That's one of the things he's angry about. He's really he's on this thing. And Nick, I know he'll be animated, so if you have a camera or if you have your phone nearby or something, definitely watch this.
Nick's a good buddy. We'll be talking to him shortly.
We've talked to him a few times already.
Mm-hmm.
I
got about a minute here.
Yeah, let me just fill in with the impressions of the airplane military helicopter crash. These are from posters, and these are liberal, and everybody might know of journalist Judd Legum. He posted this: no acting FAA head had been appointed. The FAA is currently subject to hiring freeze, and staff received an email, a fork in the road, encouraging them to resign regardless of the job responsibilities. Another wrote, if this plane crash had happened 4 months ago, Trump would be insisting it was caused by DEI hires. Oh, my gosh. He just came out and did that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
Okay. We are coming back again with Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. In the meantime, phone lines are open right now. You can call us 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.